From National Public Radio and South Carolina ETV Radio, welcome to the Piano Jazz 30th Anniversary Concert. I'm Charles Osgood, your host for a remarkable hour of music recorded at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola, the intimate little jazz club at Jazz at Lincoln Center. It was October of 1978 when Marion McPartland stepped into the Baldwin Piano Showroom in Manhattan to record her first piano jazz program. Marion might not have seemed the most likely candidate to host a new NPR jazz program. The English-born pianist wasn't widely known outside the jazz world, but she did know just about every musician on the jazz scene from her days at the 52nd Street Jazz Club, the Hickory House. And she came highly recommended by composer and jazz writer Alec Wilder. He had just wrapped production on his own Peabody Award-winning public radio program, American Popular Song. In Marion, Wilder saw a smart, elegant, yet down-to-earth woman who could play in just about any style. In his opinion, that made her the perfect person to create a new radio show based on the simple combination of engaging conversation and musical improvisation. That we're here 30 years later is a testament to Alec's judgment, as well as Marion McPartland's talent, wit, and charm. What better way to kick off this 30th anniversary concert than with a word or two about Marion from the notes of Alec Wilder, as delivered by tonight's first performer, pianist Bill Charlack.
Thank you. It's such an honor and a privilege to be here tonight to celebrate 30 years of piano jazz. What an incredible achievement that is. Alec Wilder was a very special composer, songwriter, and he and Marion McPartland shared a very special relationship. They championed each other and admired each other and were very dear friends. I'd like to read to you a quote from Alec Wilder about Marion McPartland, which I think says very well how we all feel about her. So, this is Alec Wilder speaking. When I heard Marion play, I was not only impressed, I was bedazzled. Indeed, I was more than bedazzled. I was jealous. In 3 unplanned minutes, she can, and consistently does, invent rhythms, harmonic sequences, and melodic flights, which would take me 3 weeks to achieve as a composer, and even then, not half as well. She plays with great fluency, style, verve, and forthrightness, and along with astounding flow and sweep, profound warmth and affection. I couldn't say that better, so. So, for Marion McPartland, I'd like to play one of Alec Wilder's beautiful songs. This is While We're Young.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce one of my all-time favorite pianists, and she also happens to be my wife. And we were married right here in this room. Please welcome Reenie Rosnes.
When Marion McPartland worked for many years at the Hickory House, a certain someone used to come in and hear her all the time. And I'm speaking of the great Billy Strayhorn. Now, I don't imagine there's many people that can make that claim. That's some musical history for you. And Marion was very fond of both Billy Strayhorn and Duke Ellington's music. She's very fond of them. And I thought tonight I would play one of Billy's beautiful compositions. This is called Chelsea Bridge.
Thank you.
Greeny Rosnes playing Billy Strayhorn's Chelsea Bridge from the stage at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola. We'll have more music from the Piano Jazz 30th Anniversary Concert in just a minute. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Charles Osgood, and this is a special edition of Piano Jazz from NPR. Our celebration of the Piano Jazz 30th anniversary continues now with singer Daryl Sherman, paying tribute to one of Marion's old friends, Blossom Dearie. This is Blossom's most famous tune, written with Johnny Mercer. Here's I'm Shadowing You.
Go. I think you ought to know I'm shadowing you. Turn around and find I'm half a step behind, shadowing you. You lug you, I wouldn't bug you except wherever I can. You see, love, you are to me love, the indispensable man. Before I'm camping out your door, I'm shadowing you. Turn around and find I'm half a step behind, I'm shadowing you. In Venice, I'll be a menace in your Italian motel. In Paris, I shall embarrass you on the Rue de la Chapelle. If you should decide you want me for a bride, the deed'll be done. Both of us will be so independent, we will live on the run. Picketing for every cause, fighting all unjust laws. Happy as can be, just you, J. Edgar Hoover, and me. Homeland Security. Happy as can be, Johnny Mercer, Blossom, and me. I'm shadowing you.
Daryl Sherman invoking the spirit of Blossom Dearie that was I'm Shadowing You. Up next, it's one of the giants of jazz piano, Randy Weston. Marion McPartland caught Randy backstage and requested this next tune, the Weston original, Little Niles.
Thank you.
Randy Weston with his tune Little Miles. Randy first appeared on Piano Jazz in 1982, then again in 1996, and he'll make his third appearance in as many decades later this fall. I'm sure you'll want to tune in for that, but I'm getting ahead of myself. There's much more music from the Piano Jazz 30th Anniversary Concert just around the corner. You can find artists' information, set lists, and a photo slideshow from this concert on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. I'm Charles Osgood, and this is a special 30th Anniversary Concert from Piano Jazz. The Piano Jazz 30th Anniversary Concert continues now with a tribute to Marion McPartland by one of the most creative and exciting jazz singers on the scene today. Accompanied by pianist Lawrence Hobgood, here's Kurt Elling.
Shadowland of quiet, speak to me of loving, but speak low to me in a whisper. Open magical doors if you let them opening to hidden rooms full of colors in shades like Marc Chicago. These days, everybody speaks of love so loud. They shout as if love were something owed them, like something they can order around, like something that comes when called. your body fall away in quiet, knowing loving grows over time like a tree in the forest. Your face is as lovely as sleep, faint with stillness. I can smell the summer tangled hair. It folds me in a dream. The reverie of silence here in the hidden constellation joining the twilight sky like starry bright. We're soaring over everything like birds in flight into the quiet night. We are loud, for all is quiet.
And now I have the honor of presenting to you a woman who is making only her latest in a long stage of stops in a lifetime of brilliant listening and brilliant, extravagant creativity, Ms. Marion McPartland.
Thank you so much. It's so great to see you all. And this whole event is sort of thrilling to me that we could possibly be on Piano Jazz for 30 years. During that time, you can see I got arthritis. However, we can still carry on with the show. Nobody knows. Ha, ha, ha. I would like to say I couldn't have done it, not 1 year, never mind 30, without my producer, the wonderful Miss Sherry Hutchinson. She's here. Where are you?
You're the reason.
Anyway, I'd like to play something. This one's called It's So Easy to Remember and So Hard to Forget. Thank you.
The heart and soul of piano jazz, Marian McPartland, performing her version of the Rodgers and Hart classic, It's So Easy to Remember. Before that, pianist Lawrence Hobgood accompanied singer Kurt Elling, who put his own lyrics to the Bob Mintzer classic, All Is Quiet. The grand finale to set one is moments away, so stay with us. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz, and is a production of South Carolina ETV and radio. I'm Charles Osgood, and this is the 30th anniversary concert from Piano Jazz. We wrap up the first set of this amazing celebration with that hallmark of piano jazz, the piano duet. On stage, to perform When Lights Are Low, are two legendary pianists, Mulgrew Miller and Kenny Barron.
Thank you.
Kenny Barron and Mulgrew Miller performing the Benny Carter standard, When Lights Are Low. A perfect ending to this first set of music from the 30th anniversary piano jazz concert. Join me again next week for another set of music from the stage here at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola at Jazz at Lincoln Center. For NPR and South Carolina's ETV Radio, I'm Charles Osgood. Thanks for listening to this special Piano Jazz.
You've been listening to the first of a series of three Piano Jazz programs commemorating the 30th anniversary of Piano Jazz with Marion McPartland. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, associate producer David Lyon, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Jeff Rothman, mastering engineer David Mitchell, audio assistant Dale Anderson. The executive producer is Elaine Freeman. Special thanks to Todd Barkin and the staff at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola at Jazz at Lincoln Center. If you wish to contact us, our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To find out more about the artists and music selections heard on Piano Jazz, or to listen to a recent program, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. There, you'll find a link to subscribe to our weekly Piano Jazz Preview podcast, Piano Jazz Shorts. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Jazz Times Magazine, since 1970 helping jazz fans get to know the music they love. Available on newsstands and on the web at jazztimes.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, celebrating 10 years of support for the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.